Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 211 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the skill descriptions section, and today is all technical skills. I mentioned back when we were talking about the medical doctor in the occupation section, how weird and varied technical skills are. This is a total catch-all category. The first skill on this page is computer programming. The last one is navigation, and between them falls leatherworking. This is like the bottom of the Palladium skill categorization flowchart. You know, does it make you tougher? It's a physical skill. Is this the vital work of human everyday life that for some reason you don't get paid for? It's a domestic skill. All the way down to the bottom, like, is it riding a horse? Then it's a horsemanship skill. Is it nothing else on the list? It's a technical skill, you know, like practicing law, or firefighting, or meditation. However, just because these skills are a weird grab bag doesn't mean that they lack the strange overlaps of other Palladium skills. One example is a skill that Crackpot Joan actually has as a secondary skill, General Repair and Maintenance. Quote, the General Repair / Maintenance skill includes, : sharpening blades, minor repairs on weapons, packing their own SDC bullets, sewing tears in clothes, it may not look pretty but does the job, changing a tire, shoeing a horse, repairing furniture, painting, varnishing, nailing, and assisting in basic woodworking, and even doing minor patchwork on armor. So this is like a super big, broad, general purpose repair skill. There's no more reason for it to be a technical skill than there is for anything to be a technical skill. But overall, first of all, I think it's appropriate for Joan. She's got a very DIY attitude. She's prone to jump into things and just try to handle them herself. And secondly, on a higher level, this skill overlaps with some other skills, but those overlaps kind of make sense. Like, you could make an argument that this should be a mechanical skill, but it includes sewing, right? Which is not really in the vein of other mechanical skills. It includes shoeing a horse, which, in my opinion, should not be here. But, like, there's another example of a thing that it's not really mechanical. It's more of a lifelong habit of refusing to pay skilled professionals for a job that you can almost do yourself. This skill's applications overlap with other skills and other categories, but it definitely has its own voice. It's not making anything else redundant. It is the catch-all version of proper skills that properly belong elsewhere. Not so with the dumbest thing on this page, which is not a single skill, but a shockingly vast array of mostly overlapping grizzled prospector skills found not just in this category, but on this very page. I almost feel like there was meant to be a psychic grizzled prospector class in this game, and it got dummied out at some point. Like, they decided to cut for space. Like, okay, Kev says we're running up on page count. We got to cut the whole magic system, all the wizards, all the arcanists, and I'm so sorry, psychic prospector has to go. I know, we all loved the psychic donkey companion feature, but there's simply not room. This vital paranormal trope of the psychic prospector has to go. Because how else do you explain that what was left behind was so many grizzled prospector skills? I mean, putting aside wilderness skills that you'd have if you're kind of a general mountain man type, this category alone has excavation, gemology, mining, and prospecting. And those all seem to be in a pretty tight cluster of skills. In fact, if I had to pick one dumbest thing on this page, it's the fact that the mining skill is very broadly applicable. There's a ton of overlap with these other skills. You're not just a miner, you're like a full-on dwarf. Here, check out what mining does. Quote, methods and practices used in prospecting, panning for gold, identifying minerals, digging mine shafts, and finding and pumping water from underground sources. Includes the use of mining equipment, refining gear, and explosives. The use of explosives is a very basic use for the purpose of blasting, same as demolitions, but with a minus 20% penalty. A character with the mining skill can also tell the quality of refined mineral products and will know about many of the current mining operations in the area. This one skill description is like a catalog of all of the sort of rock-adjacent skills in the game. I mean, it mentions prospecting by name. The first entry on this giant list of things you can do with mining is prospecting, which is a whole skill itself that's on the next page, and has a worse base skill than this. So for your skill selection, you can have prospecting at 20%, or you can have mining from the same category at 35%, which has prospecting as just one of its many features. Mining also allows you to dig mine shafts, which overlaps with excavation. It allows you to find underground water, which overlaps with the dowsing skill, except mining allows you to do it better. It allows you to identify and evaluate the quality and value of minerals, like gemology, also like masonry, both of which are skills on this very page, in this very category, that are virtually subsumed by the super skill of mining. You can even use mining as a poor man's demolitions skill. I sort of feel like we only needed one or two skills to cover all these bases. Mining almost does all of it alone. The dumbest thing is that so much support exists for this cluster of skills, like mining and all the other lesser skills that do part of what mining does, dowsing, excavation, masonry, prospecting, gemology, that whole little cluster, for all the treatment they get, almost nobody gets any of these skills as occupational skills. These are skills for no one. There is one occupation in this game that gets mining as an occupational skill, and that's an either or with excavation. We've got two occupations that get gemology, two that get excavation. Nobody gets prospecting. Remember, Psychic Prospector was cut. This isn't a call that I made. I think that if you're going to have a game that so heavily emphasizes psychic cowboys, it's your moral responsibility to present psychic prospectors. That's just balance. That's a representation issue. But there is no prospector, which is why nobody gets prospecting. In a way, this is even more puzzling than horsemanship. I mean, don't get me wrong. A ton of space is devoted to horsemanship in a game that doesn't really have anything to do with it. All these skills put together don't take up nearly as much space as the horsemanship category. But the author clearly cared about horsemanship. The length of that section goes directly to the author giving a damn about the material and thinking it's cool and not giving a ton of thought to whether it belongs in this exact RPG. Like, it's cool, write it down. That's the Palladium motto. I don't really get the sense that the author was pumped about prospecting. Certainly, given all that mining is capable of, it's a short skill entry, so I don't really know why all these skills are presented. It's a peculiarity of the Palladium system that you can't freely invest resources to be better at a skill. You've always got to find, like, a way to get there. You can't just say, this is my thing, I'm putting my foot down on it, I'm claiming it for me, this is my niche, all the other player characters back off, I'm going to be good at this skill. You have to find a path through the system to get to that skill and increase its value. And that's hard when it's not available as an occupational skill in Beyond the Supernatural, especially for these technical skills, which, as we discussed, those are really hard to get bonuses to, since the scholar, which is the very common cheesy way to pump a skill way up, scholars can't be scholars of technical skills. You can't be a hotshot, rockstar prospecting professor. You cannot be the Cornell West of prospecting. Although, if you were to show me just a close-up of Cornell West outdoors, and I didn't know better, you could convince me that he's a prospector. He has that vibe. But, sad but true, thanks higher education, there is no prospecting department at major universities. So, you can't really play a character who's good at this stuff. And honestly, if you care about rock and rock-adjacent skills, what you would do is take the one occupation that can take mining as an occupational skill, construction worker slash crane operator, choose mining, and it gives you most of this functionality at the best bonus you can hope to get, plus 20%. And that pretty much covers it, but, like, for what? So you can dig mine shafts? So you can pan for gold? And, first of all, a construction worker is not a prospector. This is not the psychic prospecting fantasy that I signed up for. Number two, if you do it that way, it kind of makes a lot of these other skills redundant. So it's sort of harder to justify all these skills getting their own space in a game that, I mean, it's worth reminding the listener, is not about, like, mining for and appraising precious metals. But all those skills are there. And yeah, if you want the functionality, there's basically one path to it. You're a construction worker, and by construction worker we mean miner, and mining kind of covers it. So it's really the proliferation of these skills that are mostly redundant and connected to no viable character concept. That's the dumbest thing on this page. And if I had to narrow it down to one skill, I would say it's prospecting. Because prospecting is strictly inferior to, it is a subset of, another skill in the same skill category, on the same page, with a better skill percentage, and to top it all off, in a game where your skills are mostly bolstered by your occupational bonus, nobody can have prospecting as an occupation. So I reject this weak-ass take on prospecting. You could have stayed silent, but if you're gonna offer me prospecting, this shitty skill that nobody gets is not enough. I want the Psychic Prospector class, I want a Psychic Donkey, I want a pick-based fighting style, I want a big bushy beard, and I want the option to be known to my friends as either Doc or Pappy. If you're not going to give me that, you can shut the fuck up about prospecting. I'm not here for your half measures. What I am here for is to finish this skill section, no matter how many long weeks it takes, so join me tomorrow as we move beyond technical skills onto a transportation skill that the author unexpectedly gives a damn about on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zimbita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.